Okay, Perichov Gimel Pasik Zayin. We're up to Pasik Zayin. The theme of this Perik Eve is responding to Eliphaz. And Eve, at least in the beginning of this Perik, is praying, if we can use such a term. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the opportunity to present my case, or maybe more precisely, if only I can take Hashem to a Din Torah, if only it was possible for me to go to a court of law and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, to a Din Torah. And this is his frustration. That's really where he expresses the pasuk Gimel. This idea will be repeated as we go through the following psukim. You go back to pasuk Gimel, where he really says it explicitly. Mi yitain yodati v'emtsoehu avoy ad techunaso pasuk dalet erchol lefonav mishpat ufi amalei so chachos. Those two psukim really say it all, and it's not the first time Eliphaz has made the statement where he says it's not fair. If only I had an opportunity to take Kadosh Baruch Hu to a Din Torah and present my case. So here he continues the pasuk Zayin we're up to. He continues exactly what he would do in this court of law. Sham there Yoshar Nochoch Imo. I would prove my way of righteousness. Yosher here refers to Yosher, his derech. Eov claims that his derech of life has been Yosher. Nochach means to prove Imo with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There in that court of law, I will prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am innocent, that I have done everything with Yosher. Va'afalato lonetzach mishofti. And I will escape. I will escape forever, for eternity, from the one who judges me. Meaning, I will be vindicated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shefti here refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see a more precise translation in the Mesudos David. Pasuk Zayin, Sham, there, B'mokim HaMishpat, referring back to Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dal, there, if only HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give me this opportunity, and we would go to this court of law there, this Mokim HaMishpat, Yisva Keach Imi, he would debate with me Yosher Mif'oli, the righteousness of my ways, V'hein Yodati, and I am absolutely certain She'etze Zakai, I will be declared innocent by the judge, V'heyeh Nimlat L'netzach Min HaShofet Osi B'Yisurim, and I will escape for eternity from the judge who afflicts me with punishment. So this is... He's saying that Kadosh Baruch will be the bone of the Balei Dinim, will be the defendant in this case. Well, it seems if we can go to a court of law, we have to have someone that is a third party. The third party will be the judge, and that judge will declare my innocence, and that will require Kadosh Baruch Hu to stand down and to stop torturing me with Yisurim. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi Kamat says, a lot of the Rashis here are the same exact thing as the Mitzvot. There's not much argument until the end of the Perek that we get to some disagreement. But Rashi Sham there, B'mokam Riveinu, in the place where we will have our quarrel, referring back to Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, Yosher, Kosher Mif'alosi, the kosher, the correctness. Meat is kosher, kosher meat. The kosher, the correctness of my deeds. Yehei Nochach will be proven. V'nigle, it will be revealed. V'nira imo lefanov, it will be proven and it will be revealed. Three different expressions. Nochach, nigle, v'nira. Imo lefanov, together with him in his presence. Two words which here also mean the same thing at the end of this Rashi. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will be revealed that I am innocent. Nochach, he just defines more precisely, it means muchach. It will be proven. V'sham, and there in this court of law, Eflito lenetzach, I will escape forever. I will escape from suffering, from punishment. I'll flee from my suffering forever. Ki lo yimsa bi avon, it will not be found in me sin. I will be declared innocent. Pasik ches. Now he goes on to say that this is just a fantasy. Everything that I've said until now, pasik gimel, pasik dalet, pasik vav, pasik zayin, these psukim where he expressed his wish, his fantasy, if only I can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a court of law, he now acknowledges impossible, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world in such a way where he is hidden. He has concealed himself, and you can't find Hashem. We say this every Shabbos in the Kedusha on Shabbos. Ayei mikoyim kivodo. Baruch kivod Hashem mimikomo. Kivodo moli olam. And then we go further in the kedusha, and we say, the malachim say to each other, Ayei mikom kivodo. Where is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's on? Where is Hashem's mokom? And the answer is, it's not found. It's impossible. Baruch Hashem mimikomo, from His mokom, which is an acknowledgement that we do not know where Hashem's mokom is. Hashem has hidden Himself. Hashem is royeh ve'enoy nireh. Hashem sees but is not seen, and that's what He expressed here in these next few psukim. That whether we go to the east or to the west, to the north and the south, we will not find Hashem. Pasuk Ches, Hein Kedem Eheloch Ve'einenu. If I go to the Kedem means the east, and I search for Hashem's Kisei HaKavod, guess what? Ve'einenu, it's not to be found. Ve'achor, if I go backwards, now Achor in this context means west. If east, Kedem, is east, then going backwards is west. V'loy Ovinlo, I will not comprehend where Hashem is. It's another way of the saying, I will not find Him. We have different ways of describing we're not going to find that. Avinu here literally means to understand, but in this context it means I'm not going to find Hashem. Finding Hashem means to understand His ways in a certain sense. Pasuk Ches, Metzudas Hein Kedem, Lamalu, Pasuk Ches Hein Kedem Eheloich, Aval, Lo Yadati Ayei Mikoyim Kivodo. The bottom line is, I do not know where Hashem's Mokom is. Im Eilech Levaksha B'Pas Ham Mizrach. If I attempt to find Hashem, to serve someone, you get the summons. So you give someone Hazman al-Din Torah. If I go to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to present him with the Hazman al-Din Torah, and I go to the east, ve'einenu, I'm not going to find him there. Ratzal Aymar, lo'y emtso'ehu, I will not find him. Vim elich levakshu bepas ha-ma'arav, if I attempt to find Hashem in the Ochor, and the opposite side backwards, which means in the west, v'loy ovin, lo ayehu, I will not find where he is. Pasik, let's see Rashi. Rashi is hein kedem. Lamalu chayzer. Pasik ches refers back to pasik gimel and pasik dalet. Lemi yitain dat ti. If only pasik gimel. Lemi yitain yodati. If only I can know where Hashem is, I would take a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Torah. And here he continues to describe that it's impossible, no matter where I go to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not to be found. Kedem is Mizrach, Shenemar, Kedma Mizracha, those words are used in connection. It means going forward. Kedem means to go forward, but it's always used in the context of going forward eastward. Achor is Marav. Why is word Achor Marav? Achor literally does not mean west, but in the context of comparing it to the word Kedem, Kidmas Oilam, Nimsa, Hamariv Acharav Shalom, since the Mizrach is Kedem, therefore Marav automatically means backwards. Okay, Pasik Tes. I'm not going to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the east or the west. What about in the north or the south? Now, if you're facing east, so your left is north, right? Picture yourself facing the eastern side of the United States. So that means your left, you're going north, and right would be south. Small, ba'asoso, velo ochas. Now, ochas means to see, like aviato secheze mikol am. Pasuk where Yisro tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you shall go and you shall appoint judges. V'ata secheze mikol. What do you say?
No, I'm saying.
So the word ochaz.
We say to grasp.
So this is what Rashi points out, that the word is very unusual. The word ochaz. We if you look at those three letters together, so it jumps, at least in my mind, the first thing which comes to mind is to grab hold of. Rashi says that's not what it means here, because if that would have meant then the esnachta, the vowel would the emphasis would be not on the aleph, it would be on the zayin, or chaz. I'm saying the ches. It will be milara. The fact that it's milel, so according to the rules of grammar, that means it's a different word. It's not from the word of achiza, to be oiches, to take hold of, but rather it means to see. Okay, it means to see. We'll see in Rashi. Okay, and small means to the left, which means the north. Ba'asoso. Asoso comes to the word of asiya. Oseh. The way we have in our pasuk is milara milael. Milael means on the beginning of the pasuk, the beginning of the word milael, the second to last syllable. Milael, the second to last syllable. That's ochas, and therefore Rashi is going to say it means to, and the Mishnah Sefer it means to see. Okay, the word smol means the north, basoso means to create. So here it means to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although it's true, you have to add some flavor into some bear into the pasuk. Although it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, undeniably, He has created everything to the north of us. Nevertheless, Hashem is not to be found there. Hashem is the creator. He created the north, but He does not put His kisei hakavod in the north. Now, end of the pasuk, Ya'tov yamin v'lo ereh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this can mean one of the different things. Differently, you have to read Rashi, this is very clearly, but it can mean, Ya'tov means to envelop. It also can mean to create. It's a synonym for asiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learned that Oter or Kisalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He envelops the world with light like a garment. So in that context, Oter L'satev, to garb, to envelop yourself. So when we use the word Atifa in reference to creation, in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, it's an expression which means to create. Just like the word Asoso means to make, that's a very simple word, Asiyah, to fashion. Likewise, the word Ya'tov in this context, according to one interpretation, not according to everyone, we'll see in a few moments inside, but can also loosely mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Although HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates is by enveloping, by spreading out the heavens and the earth and the seas. And where did Hashem create? Where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out the physical world? On the right side, meaning the southern part of the world. But v'lo ereh, when I search to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this location of the world, He's not to be found. So basically, in this pasuk, it's just continuing the theme of pasuk ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although He has created the north, and Hashem has created the south,
east and west,
now it's north and south, Hashem is not there. Hashem is not to be found. Aye mikoyim kivodo. And therefore, when I've said in Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalet, Halavai, I can find Hashem and I can summons Him to a din Torah, it's nothing more than a fantasy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible. Roye ve'einai nira. Let's look at Pasuk. Molei haaretz kivodo. But Hashem is still not visible. Molo chol haaretz kivodo. Absolutely. But still, you can't see Hashem, and you can't go in front of Him and make a request. You can't limit Him. What?
Why can't you see Him?
Why? Because that's the way Hashem created the world. Hashem made the world in such a way where Hashem does not want us to see Him. Hashem wants us to search for Him, but we do not have the ability to see Hashem. The pasuk says, "Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai." Hey, human being cannot see Hashem. Okay, let's see inside. Let's take a look and see what the Mitzvah explains. Pasuk test. Smolo smol basoso im kihu osa ubara. Although it's true that Hashem created osa uvara, the Mitzvah explains what osa here is to be used in reference to creation. Gam pas hatzafon, the north is the left. Im kol ze, nevertheless, lo erenu sham. So he very clearly translates the word ochas to mean I do not see Hashem. If you quickly jump to the Mitzvah Sion, he says ochas means ere, kmo viata secheze mikol ha'om. You shall see. Okay, so he means to see. Erenu sham uchiilu otaf. Now here the Mitzvah says something with a different. I didn't. When I explained the pasuk, I didn't explain like this. He's explaining something a little bit different. He's changing. He's explaining the end of the pasuk. Uchiilu otaf lechasos pas hadarom. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheltered Himself. Kiilu otaf, to envelop Himself, lechasos, to cover, pa'as hadarom, v'lo erenu gam sham, and I can't see Him there either. It may very well be, according to the way the Mitzvah learns, it's more poetic. It may very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the south. The truth is Hashem is found everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But even if it may be true, maybe, well, for argument's sake, it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found in the south, but it's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sheltered Himself with some type of garment to prevent Him from being seen. Ki'ilu otaf l'chassos pa'as adaram v'lo erenu gam sham. Again, just to note, that's not the way I explained for another interpretation. interpretation. I don't remember where I said it saw from, that the second part of the pasuk is very simply a parallel to the first, and the word atifa is just another word to refer to creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although it may be true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the south, and the way we refer to creation, the word atifa, below area, I cannot see him there. So we come over here, very interesting, over here, we have over here four different words to describe. So very, very deep ideas are being presented here very subtly in these psukim. There are four different words being used to describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible. Number one, it says V'einenu, he's not there. Number two, Loi Ovin, he's beyond comprehension. Number three is Lo Ochas, and number four, Ere. Okay, so each word has a whole different it's a different world. Not einenu. He's just plain simple not there. He doesn't exist. What does that mean exactly? Kadosh Baruch Hu certainly, Hashem certainly exists. To say otherwise, it's to be kfira. Okay, but what does it mean? It means something. I don't know what it means. I just want to bring out this point. We're using here four powerful words to describe the theme of Hashem is roye ve'einoy nire. Now, that's a very loose expression, and again, the Kedusha, every Shabbos, Ayei Mikoyim Kivod, Baruch Vod Hashem Mimukomo, Mimukomo, and the Malachim say, I'm all mixed up with the Nusach, let me open up a Siddur, even though I say this, let me just, Keser, are you trying to, what is Keser? Did you say Keser today? Okay, so we start here. Baruch Kivoid. Okay, Baruch Hashem Mekamehu Malkeinu Sophia. This is, I'm sorry, Musaf, not in Shacharis. In Musaf, why do I open up to Shacharis? Okay, Kivoidai. Malei Olam is Hashem's kvod that fills the entire world. Misharsaf Shalem Zelazet. Ayei Mikoyim Kvodo. Exactly where is Hashem's Mokoyim? If Mikoyim Kvodai Malei Olam, where? So what do they respond? Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimikoyimoy, from his place. In other words, many commentators explain this to mean we don't know where he is. They're very extremely vague. That's right. Baruch Kvod Hashem. Kvoida is mole olam, but we cannot pinpoint that location. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's location is beyond our understanding. It's beyond the understanding of Malachim. It's mimikoimoi. From his makom, we don't know where that makom is.
This is.
Yeah.
I think the contradiction can be resolved by saying, from his perspective, from Hashem's perspective, he's everywhere. From our perspective,
he's nowhere. We can't define him. And just to bring out this what we say in Kedusha, is here expressed in four very beautiful words, in elaboration. Like, V'nahor yotzeim edim v'shami pared, v'hoya li'arboha roshim. Four different streams of invisibility. V'einenu. Number two, v'loy ovin lo. You can't even comprehend. Forget about physical makom. You can't comprehend that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ochas is another expression which means to see.
Yeah, but it also means to see like a vision.
Okay, fine. A spiritual, and v'loy ere lo yirani ha'odam v'chai. Another type of, those doesn't mean physical. V'lo yirani ha'odam v'chai also means something spiritual, which, again, these things are a little bit way beyond our understanding.
Well, so that could be physical, because physical wasn't addressed before.
Possibly, okay, but it's still it's hard to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even from the starting point, from ground zero, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'chor is not physical. I mean, right? It's not when Moshe Rabbeinu said, what? Hirena, so what does that mean? Does it mean that Moshe wanted to physically say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's not Mestaver, that's what he meant. He meant something very spiritual, which is way beyond our comprehension. Anyway, so I want to bring out that point, the four different expressions.
Beyond the
five senses. Okay, fine, but there are four different words here. You have to understand what these four words mean. And I don't know what they mean, but I just want to bring out that point. Yeah.
People says in Kedusha, Kvodo,
yeah.
You emphasize the word Ayeh.
Right. You're supposed to say it in the Yom Narohim, in the Machzorim, there's a tefillah. Right? We once spoke about this. You can ask for, they have a choice of asking for three things. I once heard from Rav Hunden, they say from Rav Hunden that when Rav Hunden would wanted to engage a new Talmud or a Talmud in conversation, he sat him down. This is what they say. I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what I've heard. They sat him down. He said to him, when it comes to Yom Leroyim and the Shatz, he's marich in Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidai. You have a choice in the Machzor. You can ask for children, for Ruach HaKodesh, or for Parnassa, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Those are the three choices.
So, how you can get those Parnassa in while he's saying
Ayei. Ayei, no, so we don't do it. We don't, today we don't, I don't think our Balei Tfilah are Mach, but years ago it appears that the Shliach Tzibah would sing at that point, some anigun, to give the tzibur an opportunity to say one of those, to say it. So he asked them, which one are you mispalel for? So that's a trick question. What are you going to ask for? You can ask for Ruach HaKodesh? You going to ask for children, good children? Or are you going to ask for Parnassa? So of course, whatever you're going to say, he's going to tell you, you made a big mistake. And that's what they say, that's the story of Hudner. A boy would come into him, they would say to him, Arnu, well, what are you majoring in college? All the boys used to go to college, okay, in the old days. So he said, I'm majoring in physics. So he said, physics? I don't hold from physics. You should go and you should become an historian. This is what you should study. And he would brainwash, convince the boy to abandon his major in physics and go major in history. 2 minutes later, the next boy walks into the office and he says, "Nu, what are you learning? You're going to college? What are you majoring in? History. I don't hold from history. I think you should major in physics." What? So they say that he was able to, he had a talent, as they say, able to see where a person's strengths lie, and he fell for what's good for one person is not good for someone else. Okay, that's just deserved. But the point over here is, so by the way, we're going with topics, so someone, I once told the story, someone said, well, if I was in the office, he brought me in, I would say, I asked for all three. What's the problem? If you have time, you say, yeah, I would be install all three. So what's the answer? Okay, that's an interesting one. But the point over here, he mentioned over here, let's go further. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, smola, pasik test, Rashi, smola, is tsofon. Okay, that's no, nothing different than the mitzudos. Ba'asoso, kishibura'o. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the north, le'asa mokom kisosham, Hashem did not put the kisei hakovoid in the north. Sharenu shom, that I can see it. If I can see the kisei hakovoid, I would approach the kisei hakovoid and present a hazmana HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have been served. Right? Hazmana ledin Torah. Come to the din Torah. But guess what? I come to the north, and all that's there is the American flag. I don't find in the north, I can't find the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, Ochas. What does it mean, Ochas? What does that mean? Targum Shel Ere. It is the Targum. It's not even Hebrew. It's Aramaic. Okay, that's very interesting in some, because we don't usually have too much Aramaic in Eoiv. This is not exactly Daniel, right? This is not Ezra and Daniel. Yet it says Targum Shel Ere. It is the Targum of the word Ere to see. Fascinating. Vitei, I'll prove to you that this does not mean to take hold of. It doesn't mean the person is going to try to seize hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because according to the rules of grammar, which I know nothing about, Shehatam Tachas Ha'alef. Here the Esnachta is beneath the Aleph. It is Mila El. It is not Milara. Vim L'shoin Achiza, had it been the word, the Hebrew word of Oches Achiza, who Hoyetamo Milara, it would have been Milara Tachas Haches. Keyatoif Yemin, Kis, Yatoif refers, and he gives an example, Yatoif Yemin, to.
It probably should have been bolded.
Yatoif means Yemin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dibra Maschel, right? The Dibra Maschel is Yatoif, who says in the Pasuk, Kisa Pnei Hadoron Befonov, Leman Lo Yerenu, exactly the same thing as the Mitzudos. Over here he's learning it more poetically, and poetic interpretation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shielded the south. Maybe Hashem is hiding in the south, but it wouldn't be relevant to me anyway because I would not be able to see Hashem there in the south because he has ki'ilu, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has concealed himself. So the bottom line is, this idea of summoning Hashem to within Torah is a fantasy. It's not possible. Pasik Yud. Ki yoda derech imodi bichonani kazachov eitzei. So here he says something very, very, very bold. Very bold statement. He says, you know why Kadosh Baruch Hu is hiding? He's saying, he doesn't want, because he knows that I'm right. He knows he's going to lose. It's a very shocking pasuk. Yeah. He's saying, Hashem is purposely hiding from me. He purposely made the world in such a way that people like me can't get him. Yeah. Right? He doesn't have his phone number is not unlisted, unavailable. Because he knows that I'm right. He knows that I'll have nothing to say to me. He knows that the derech imadi, the way is with me, meaning it's a poetic expression, the way of righteousness with me, that I am correct. And bichonani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already conducted his own private investigation. Before even I summoned him to Din Torah, he tested me. He already, bichonani in the Mitzudos explains, let me just see on the previous page. Okay, to test, bichonani, no means to supplicate, but here it means, in this context, it means to boichin, the base. The base seemingly is part of the shoresh, to be boichin, but that's a bit difficult because then it would not be a shva. Whenever you have a base with a shva, that seems to indicate that that's the base is not part of the root. So, but here, seemingly, it means that it is part of the root. Bichonani, lashon of bochein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he has tested me. He has examined my ways, and guess what? I came out 100% innocent. Kazahav etzei, like the purest gold, a gold without any defect or any impurity, I have emerged. Pasik Yud in the Mitzudos, David. Ki yoda, lezeh hister atzmo mimeni. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu has hid himself. Ki yodehu aderech asher derachti bo. He knows the path that I've taken in life. Vehu bochan maasi. Clearly in the Mitzudos, there's the base part of the shoresh. He has tested. Boichen. He has tested my ways. Vyotzasi noki, I've come out innocent. Kazahov, gold, best, finest gold, biblit sig over with any impurity of sin. Rashi, Pasik Yud, Ki Yoda Derech Asher Imadi, he knows the Derech which is with me. Mahu, Lefich, therefore, Eini Bo Lerivi Imadi, he does not come to quarrel with me, he knows he's going to lose. Bichonani, the Goymer, Asher Kazov, Eitzei, he knows that the result will come out, that I've come out as gold. Eitzei, Im Yoda Imadi, if he were to test me, he would know that I would pass with flying colors, with pure gold. Rashi does not exactly address the exact translation of the word bichonani, but again, it seems from the context it means to test me. Is there a targum? What? Okay, that's the question. Bichonani, he does, but it doesn't. See, the Mitzudos is clear as day, means to test. Clear. Rashi, he doesn't really explain. Asher kazot etzei im yarvi modi. What does the targum say? Targum says Pasuk Yud Arum Gilei Kodomohi Orcha Dimi Bichan. Bichan means to test. The Targum seems to learn like it means to test. Okay, but again, it's unusual because of the shva in the base. That is not typical to have a base with a shva to be part of the shoresh. We had that before. We had that, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ba'ashuro ochazoragli. Ashur means his steps. It means in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's path. My step has fit into the steps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'ashuro in his path, his steps, ochazoragli. So here the word ochazo means to take hold of. Here this is not. This does not mean to see. This word ochazo means to seize, to take hold of. And the proof is it's here, it's milara. The emphasis is on the Zion. Ochazoragli, darko shamarti v'loyot, I have guarded his ways, v'loyot, I did not deviate. Mitzudos pasig yud aleph, ba'ashuro, b'ma'agolo. B'ma'agolo means in his strides, in his steps. Kimo imtite ashurai, if I will turn my steps. Konein ashurov, to establish his steps. V'loyot, I'm reading Rashi now. Okay, but I'm going to do Rashi. Let's finish the Rashi anyway. V'loyot, eini rogil lintos, I'm not a accustomed to deviating. Let's see the Mitzvah Pasuk. Yiralef ba'ashiro ragli ochaza b'mitz adav. My feet have taken hold of his steps, of his strides, udrachav and his ways, shamarti gzuntait, v'lo ha'yisi noite mehem, I did not deviate from them. So he's saying that Hashem knows that I am a tzaddik. Pasuk yud beis. Same idea. Mitzvah sifasav v'lo amush. So we have to add another word into this pasuk. Okay, there's a missing word, and the missing word is shamarti. The word shamarti, pasuk yud alef, is to be repeated. This we do many, many times. We take words and we repeat the words. So it's as if the pasuk says, shamarti, I have guarded mitzvah sifasav. I have guarded the commandments of Hashem's lips. V'lo amush, and I did not turn away. Amish, I did not. What's a good translation? Did not deviate. I did not leave. Abandon. Okay. Then the last part of the word. Now this is a complex expression. There are different interpretations. Mechukit sofanti imreifif. We're going to learn out like the Susan Rashi. It means food. Okay. Hatrifeni lechem chuki. Chuki means my allotment, my rations. Chuki basically means a set amount, but in this pasuk it's borrowed from the context of a set amount of food. Sofanti means to treasure something, which you treasure is sofun, is hidden away. I treasured Hashem's imrei fiv, Hashem's words, Hashem's Torah, Hashem's mitzvos, more than I treasure food. If I only had $5, if I only had $10, I would buy a sefer instead of buy a steak. It was more chav, when push came to shove, when I had limited resources, it was more important to me to learn Hashem's Torah than to focus on my own physical benefit, my own pleasure of eating food. Therefore, Hashem has nothing to say to me. Hashem knows that I'm completely innocent and there's no reason for Him to torture me. So again, one part in the whole passage in this entirety, again, which means mitzvah sifasav v'loy amish, which has to be interpreted as I guarded the commandments of Hashem and I did not abandon them. Mechuki more means more than my food. Sofanti, I treasured, I cherished. In my favor, the words of HaKadosh Baruch, the words of His mouth. Pasuk Beis in the Mitzvos, David, Mitzvos Sefosaf. So the Mitzvos says here we're missing a word. Musaf al Mila Shamarti. We have to add another word. Sha'amar b'mikra shalofanav. Chilu amet. If it says Mitzvos Sefosaf Shamarti, I guard His commandments. V'loy osteroi sami libi. I did not remove them from my heart. V'yoyser and more milechem chuki, more than food. Sofanti, I cherished. In my favor, uvavur ze. And because of this, that's why Hashem is on the run. Hashem is hiding, He's concealing Himself. Because He's afraid of me. That's why Yimda milisvakeach imadi, He denies, He hides Himself from debating with me. Okay, right next, Pasik Yud Gimel. Okay, Pasik Yud Gimel is a fascinating Pasik. For who v'echod, He is with one. V'echad. What does that mean exactly? Let's just keep that in mind. Umi yeshivenu. And there's no one that can respond to Him. No one can talk back to Him. No one can reply to Him. Therefore, v'nafsho ivisa, His will He desires, v'yoas, and He does. In other words, no one can tell Hashem what to do, because Hashem is 100% independent. Now, what exactly does this mean? So the Mesudas here, he waters down the pasuk very much. Let's see pasuk Yud Gimel. V'hu v'yechad. What does it mean? He is with one. Literally, if you v'it means with one. What does that mean? V'im ki nigla lefonav yosher darki. Although it may be true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of my righteousness, it's only revealed before Him the yosher derochi, darki, the uprightness of my ways. Im calls them, nevertheless, who bidas echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a one-track mind. He's sort of insulting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least according to the Mitzudos. Hashem has a one-track mind. He doesn't want to be told otherwise. Echad means not. It doesn't mean like what we say in Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. That's not what it means here according to the Mitzudos. It means Hashem has a one-track mind. Hashem has only wants to bring upon me suffering, no matter what, no matter how righteous I am. It doesn't matter. Hashem has decided this is what He wants to do. V'hu bida'as achas v'lo yoveh lahachsir mi'alai ha'yisurim. He refuses to remove from upon me the suffering. U'miyuchu lo'hashiv osa. And what could I do? It's not fair. There's nothing I can do. No one can tell Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Mechevsof, from the desire. V'chasher yisav v'nafsha, gesundheit. Now, nafsha means... nafsha means desire. You can't say about Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a nefesh. We don't know what that means. What does it mean Hashem has a nefesh? That's way too mystical for us. Okay, that's not our place. What that means. So nafsha here means, in a very similar level, his desire. Im yesh lenafshechem. If it's your desire to give me, Avraham said this to Ephron, right? To Ephron Hachiti, when he wanted to buy the rest of Machpelah, im yesh, what's the pasuk? Lenafshechem. If it's your desire, es nafshem. It's your desire. V'chasher yisav nafsho ken yaseh bein b'mishmat. Whether it's going to be with justice, bein bezulas hamishmat, with corruption. Whatever Hashem wants to, He does. Hashem already has made a decision. He doesn't care if it's a correct decision, it's not a correct decision. He has a one track mind. This is the interpretation of the Mitzugos David. He waters down the word b'yechot. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi is a bit more mystical. Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'hu l'fishu hu yochid be'olam. According to Rashi, Rashi types the word echad like we say in Kriyat Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad. Hashem is beyond our understanding. He is yochid be'olam. And that's really what the Targum says, by the way. The Targum says, v'in hu yichidoi. He is one. He is echad. Okay, the Yodea Datan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, that he elaborates. What does that mean then? Hashem already knows what all the possible arguments one can make. All the infinite number of arguments a person can present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is well aware of. For who, the Yodea Datan, Umachshavtan, Shalbriyos, Umayesh Lohem Ladaber, Lefanav, he knows every possible argument, and Lefichu, therefore, Teshuvos, Muchachos, Lefanav, all of our responses, muchanos lefanav, it's as if our arguments are already presented before him. In other words, what the Eiv, according to Rashi, appears to be saying is, it's not, he's backtracking. It's not necessary to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a Din Torah, because Hashem already knows. Hashem already has knowledge of what the Din Torah would be like. If we would go to a Din Torah, and we would present an infinite number of arguments, so it's as if it already happened. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, He's one, He's Yechid Shel Olam, He is aware of all the possible arguments, and it's as if the arguments have been presented, and there's nothing more to do. Mi Yishivenu, Lefichach, who can answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Lefichach Nafshoi Osa, His will does Vayoas.
Osa?
Ifsa, the pasuk Ifsa, his desire, Ifsa means to want. It's two words which really mean the same thing. Ifsa means, what does the Mitzudot Sion say? Sometimes it means corruption. Let's see what it says in the Mitzudot Sion. Ifsa, choshka, to desire. As when ayin came, asayin. Ifsa, he means to want. The Mitzudot Sion, Ifsa, choshka, to desire. Kamo, Ivo, Lemosh, of Lok, the Shperch, who desire to settle in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So here, there are two words here. V'nafsha, Ifsa, his will, desire. It's two words, poetic repetition. Vayos, and he has done what he wants. And there's nothing, basically, there's nothing you can about. You can't fight Sidi Hoh, okay? You can't fight. That's how it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu, He knows everything you're going to say. Nevertheless, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, and that is what it's going to be. He's not going to. He's frustrated. It's according to the Rashi, it's an expression of frustration. According to the Mitzudos, it's also frustration, but their approach is a bit different. Now there is a Ramban. Now, I every so often I mention there's a parish, a very fascinating parish on Ia from the parish from the Ramban. Right, the Ramban Chumash. There's a parish. I don't think there's a parish Ramban on any of the Svarim of Sefer Iyov. But There is a Perush Ramban on Sefer Iyov, and in the other editions, in some of the editions of the Mikros Kedolos, it appears in the edition of the Ma'or. I spent a lot of time appearing from an edition from the Ma'or. You know those very nice Chumashim, the Ma'or Chumashim? So they have also a whole Tanakh. Very, very new, and it's relatively new, very nice. They have there the Perush of the Ramban. The art scroll, Rabbi Eisenman, he quotes very often the Perush of the Ramban to explain Pshat in the Pasuk. Rav Schwab doesn't quote it often in the Ramban. But so here he says something that, I don't have the words here, but he says something amazing. He says, from here we learn that Iyov was a Mekubal. It's a very, very bizarre Ramban. Iyov was knowledgeable of Kabbalah, of the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these concepts, the deepest concepts of Sisrei Torah, lie in this expression V'hu V'echad. We know Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but there's even a higher level of V'echad, V'hu V'echad. Rav Schwab elaborates a little bit. Rav Shabi basically says that this is a Kabbalistic expression. The who Hashem is the Echad. What does that mean exactly? I don't know, but it's something interesting to take note of.
The Echad means there's something
V'echad, V'echad. Hashem is, Rashi alludes to this concept. Yechidoi Sheloilam. Hashem is the Yechidoi Sheloilam, but it's deeper than that. V'echad. Okay, let's go further. Pasik Yud Dalet. The Ramban says this. If you have an edition of the what? I don't believe there's a parish on any of the Sifrei Tanakh other than besides Chumash. Chumash, of course, the Ramban. Ramban and Chumash is very heavy into Kabbalah, right? Al Derech Emes. Every time the Ramban says Al Derech Emes, he elaborates. Art school, when they translate, they elucidate it. They don't touch. Every time it comes to the Emes, they skip that section. Ramban was known to be from very, very, very deep mekubal. It's absolutely true. And Ramban over here, it's very short.
It was a higher level.
For Eve to make such a statement, Ramban says is a revelation that Eve was no simple person. We know that Eve was not a simple person, but to say that Eve was it puts him on a different level that we would not necessarily assume unless we had a source. And here is your smoking gun. This is the pasuk. What?
Does he say why this word?
Because Echad mi yodea. Echad Elokeinu shabashamayim uvaretz. The word Echad is synonymous with the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you combine these two words together, the who means Hashem, is the Echad. The Ramban says that's something very deep. Rav Shab also says that those who know about it in Yoni Kabbalah know that this is already off the charts. Okay. Eidon Mulvado, Hashem existed before the world was created. Okay, let's go Pasik Yudal. Ki Yashlem Chuki V'Chohen Rabo Simo. Now there are many ways to learn this pasuk. We didn't learn that like the mitzvahs for the time being. Pasuk Yudal coined the mitzvahs midah of the Shparuch Hu. It's a continuation. Hashem's nafsho ivsa bayoas. What has Hashem decided to do? He has decided to finish me off, pretty much. Yashla means to complete. Chuki, my portion. My portion of suffering. No matter what, Hashem will not let me alone until He has given me what He has chosen to bring upon me. So that's how. So it's a negative pasuk. It's to complete my suffering. Now here he says something that we really haven't had, at least this explicitly until now. V'chohena rabos imo. Shocking thing, according to the Mesudos. Guess what, my friends? I'm not the only one who Hashem tortures for no good reason. There are many people in this world, in history, v'chahena, that are just like me, that are suffering for sins they did not commit. Now that's a pretty bold statement. It's one thing you want to make an assessment about yourself, that I'm certain I didn't sin, I don't deserve this. Okay, so you have a complaint. But who are you to judge a Kadosh Baruch Hu in reference to a Kadosh Baruch Hu who does to other people? That's exactly what his friends are doing to him. They're saying, Eov, you know, if you're suffering, it must be you did have eros. He must have sinned. Well, the friends don't know. I mean, how do the friends really don't know? So the friends are making an educated assumption. So Eov over here is saying, look, the same way I know for a fact that I didn't suffer, it has to be that there are other people out there in the world that are suffering for sins they did not commit. That, Yeah, he is. Okay, and we have not had, I don't believe until now, we've come across such an open statement of everything was about, okay, there's no Hashgacha Pratis. But he didn't elaborate. For me, there's no Hashgacha Pratis. I'm just talking my little narrow world. Here, he opens up. This is the system for other, other people.
The statistician inferred from one sample. Right?
For one sample.
How did you know he's
exactly, he's making a bold statement. Where does he come to say such a thing? That's the question. Let's look at the Yudal and the Mitzvahs. Ki Yashlim, Hein Yodati. I am aware. Ki Yashlim bi kol ha'yesudim b'fi ha'choyk asher gozer alai. I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's futile to argue. Hashem will continue to torture me until completed the exhausted the suffering that he has decreed for me. Kol ha'yisrim asher kefi achoik, the law, the set asher gozer olai v'lo yasidei mimeni ba'avur kosher derachai, he will not remove it from me even though I'm a tzaddik. V'chohena, here are the key words, kimo hadvar masher osa imadi, just like this that he's done to me. Kain yesh imo rabos in yonim ko'ele, there are many other cases like this. Asher yaseh livnei adam, I'm not the only one. Tzoros rabim chatzi nechama, maybe he's looking for comfort, yeah. Right, tzoros rabim chatzi nechama, nigulak's coming, maybe he's looking for some other. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi says pasik yud dalik yashlem chuki Yodati ki lo yashiv yodoy arasha yashlim chok, he will not restore his sin, pull back his sin. Arasha yashlim chok is zeroysav per adios asher gozer alai, there's nothing I can do about it. He's not going to withdraw his hand until he finishes me off. He finishes off the chok, the measure of punishment that he has decreed upon me. V'chayna rabos imo ki chayna rabos asa, he has done like this many times. I am not the only one.
So now, on this one, it seems to indicate that he might have some proof. Also, he did.
Also, in the past.
With a bunch of people, you know.
All right, so he has some proof. He wants to prove it. All right, possibly. Now, okay, I just okay, let's go for that. I just don't recall example. I know there's another interpretation that ki yashlim chuki v'chohena. Okay, I don't remember. I think the Ramban has another interpretation of this pasuk. It's not referring to suffering. It's referring to something good. Okay, but let's leave it for now. Pasuk tezvav al kain. Now he's winding down. Nipanov ibohel es bonein v'efchad mimen. Here he brings forth three expressions, and this is subject to debate what exactly these three expressions are referring to. But what are the three words ibohel? They both it means a terror, okay? Bahola esbonein means understanding. But what does understanding in this context have to do with anything? We'll see in a moment. And efchad, fear, terror, understanding, and pachad mimenu, from Hashem. Tasvav in the Mitzudos. What does this mean? Pasik al kain biroisi she'eni choizer mechay gizeroso. Being that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not going to withdraw from his decree, ibol miponof. So here he says, number one is I'm terrified because once there's no system, there's no justice. Who knows what can happen to me? Who knows how far Hashem will go? Ibol miponof. V'chaasher esponein ma'asof. And when I understand Hashem's deeds, efchad mimenu, I'm terrified. So here, according to the Mesudas, the word esbonei means when I understand what? When I understand that there's no logic to Hashem's anhaga. When I now understand that there is no justice in this world. It's a free-for-all. It's an olam shel hefker, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants without any cause, rhyme, and reason. I'm in a lot of trouble. Then, efchad mimenu. So the word esbonein is a lead-in. It's almost like a prefix to the word efchad. Now that I'm aware that there is no justice in this world, I now am in a state of terror. Who knows how far HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go in causing me suffering. V'chasher esbonein ma'asav efchad mimenu v'hu kofal inyan. He repeats this idea b'milois shenais in multiple words. Okay, Rashi says pasuk tezvav al kin therefore she'enu goymer l'adam kifid darachav. Being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no just. It's not punish person according to. Does not reward or punish according to man's ways. Miponav ibohel uchash now uchash esbonein bidrachav efchad mimenu. Same, seemingly the same exact thing as the mitzudos. Okay, if not I'm mistaken, there is a the Ramban learns the word esponein means not
complete.
No, he's not referring to here to the negative. Okay, I don't remember, so I'm not going to say. I have to go look it up again. But there are other ways to interpret these three words. Let's go to pasuk Gizan. Finish the parak. Pasuk has Zayin, the kel Hakadosh Baruch Hu herach libi. Herach means to make my heart soft. When your heart is soft, it's another way of saying you're afraid. It's a sin for being afraid. V'shakai hivhilani, he has terrified me. Let's read the next pasuk. Pasuk Yitzayin. Why? Pasuk Yitzayin is an explanation. Why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu has terrified me? Because ki lo nitzmati mipnei choshech, he has never in the past cut me off from darkness. Umiponai, and from before me, he always was kind to kisa ofel, to cover darkness. Now what he's doing here is something very frightening. Eev is making a very harsh accusation against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eev had a good 70 years. Right? 70 years, life was wonderful. And now, he's in a lot, he's suffering. He's coming to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the good 70 years was those good 70 years was just a preparation. You were setting me up in order to torture me more now. What do you mean?
It was a tease.
In other words, not on a tease. I'm a delicate person. Ain't a doime, when a person suffers, so if you're a delicate person, you suffer much more. If you're not a delicate person, you're used to it. My whole life, I never had what to eat. So now there's a famine? So big deal. It's just business as usual. My whole life, I was poor. So now there's a recession. So big deal. So there's a recession. I never anyway had a car my whole life. I was poor. I never had a car. I always used to use public transportation. So now there's a recession, and they shut down the Detroit is shut down, and they don't make cars anymore. No one has a car. So big deal. So Eev is saying, if I would have been my whole life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given me the experience of suffering a little bit my whole life. Now when you bring upon me an intense form of suffering, I would be able to some degree to tolerate it, to deal with it. But being that I'm a very delicate person, why am I delicate? Because you, Hashem, have pampered me my whole life. You always protected me. You sheltered me from darkness. You never cut me down during the hard times. When the world suffered, I didn't suffer. So if I'm delicate, 70 years old, I'm used to the good life. Now suddenly you pull the carpet from underneath my feet, I can't deal with it. The torture is overwhelming. It's too much for me to bear. So he's coming over here to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the good you've given me my entire life was nothing more than a technique, nothing more than a means of the higher you go, the lower you fall. You were setting me up to suffer it with a greater intensity at the end of my life. This is the way the Mitzvah learns these two psukim. Pasuk Tezayin in the Mitzvahs. The kel herach libi. Noisef alai. So in addition to the suffering, what else have you done to me? Hevi akel od morech belibi. He brought terror. Morech here, he teaches to mean, normally the word rach, herach, rach means softness. But here it means terror in my heart, to be extremely afraid. Why? Nitzmas means to cut off. Now here he explains. The reason why I am extremely terrified, I am extremely in a state of unease, he, ki me oilam, because in the past, when it was darkness and destruction in the world, loy nichrati ani mipnei hachoshech, I was never cut down from the darkness, ki lo hisolai, it never came my way. When it was darkness in the world, when it was darkness, Hashem sheltered me from the darkness. I never saw darkness. Being that I'm not accustomed to pain, when multiple problems come upon me, I am in a great state of terror. Okay, this is Rashi. Now, this is Mesulis. Rashi appears to learn the pasuk a bit differently. Pasuk to pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Kiloi nitzmatim nipnei choshech. Bezos ani nifhol. Why am I terrified now? Because now we have to inject into Rashi what we learned in the past, that Eiv is surviving lamala miderech hateva. Hashem said to the Satan, you can do whatever you want to Eiv, but just make sure he stays alive. Don't take his neshama. And Eiv at one point inside that it's a pillar. He used the word a wonder. It was lamala miderech hateva. A person can suffer to such a degree and yet remain alive. Eiv is saying that's what it appears Eiv here is repeating, that I should by this point in time already have been cut down and have been in the grave. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to miraculously keep me alive. But by miraculously keeping me alive, the suffering is above and beyond what a human being is able to endure. This built into the physical, to a human being, once you get to a certain point of torture, the body shuts down. And because Hashem made the world in such a way where if there's too much suffering, the DNA of the person's body shuts down. But you, Hashem, have not cut me off. You're keeping me alive. You're keeping me alive, lamala mederech hateva, and thus the suffering is beyond what I can bear. Bezos ani nifhal. You know why I'm in a state of bahala? Kilo nitzmati lichalutin. You did not cut me off entirely. Utzmisus kever, and you did not cut me down into the grave. Mibnei hachoshech hazeh habolai, due to this choshech which has come upon me. V'chein lo kisa miponai esa ofel, you did not shelter me from the darkness hazeh ad mosi, until I die. So seemingly, yeah, okay, the words are not exactly 100% clear, but the way it appears to be his interpretation is, you're keeping me alive, and miraculously, and therefore the suffering is beyond what I can bear. Umiponai kisa, before me kisa ofel, you've sheltered the ofel, kilo sheberosh apasik hoser. This goes back to the beginning of the pasik, that the reason why I suffer so much is because you have sheltered darkness. Darkness is another word for death. Right? Death is darkness. You have sheltered death from me. I should by this point in time have died. And if I would die, I would be at peace. I would not suffer. But you've prevented death from coming, from darkness from coming to me. You've prevented me from being cut off, nitzmati, from being cut down in the grave, of the darkness of the grave. And therefore, the suffering is beyond what a human being can really, would naturally tolerate. And that's why I'm at a point where I suffer beyond what is humanly possible. Okay, so that concludes. Then we're not really finished. Eiv is still in the middle. Parakhov Dalit continues Eiv's response to Eliphaz's third response. All right, we'll stop here.